This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We are in the middle of, what do you call it?
A global pandemic.
Oh, yes, it's catchy. We're going to talk about our feelings and then we're going to... Then we're going to scream, which is also therapeutic.
I would like to say, I'm trying to find the silver lining in all the kind of very creepy clouds that are around us right now.
Yeah.
I drove 95 miles an hour down the 101 at 3:45 in the afternoon. That's a goddamn miracle. It's never happened, I don't think.
And it's therapeutic. It feels good. Because I've seen other people do it.
I'll be honest. I was running, once I got off the freeway, I was running yellow lights. I was still going about 85. Like I'm enjoying the complete lack of cars.
It's funny. Like in the last couple of weeks, I realized how much people really like that Mad Max movie because they acting like they're in it.
Yes.
Aggressively. At first, I thought people were acting like dicks, and now I notice people are just being friendly from a distance, and I'm appreciating it. But yeah, I haven't been driving much. I've been adhering to this thing.
Yeah, me too.
It almost is a bummer how easy it's been for me to adapt to this.
It has been absolutely no adjustment from my normal life, except for I don't feel bad anymore.
Yeah, exactly. All I ever wanted was permission to not contribute. And I'm not making light. For a lot of people, this is a big deal. For poor people, I think of old people in a old folks home who already no one wants to visit their smelly grandma, and now they're just fucking sitting there. I understand that it's a big deal, but I've been sort of enjoying it, so then I feel bad.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Dick, what's the point of that? Because this is all bad. This is bad for everybody.
It is
you
bad.
Don't have to
the isolation.
Have special qualifiers. Yeah.
The permission for isolation I've been appreciating.
Yeah.
When I've heard people post quotes though that are like, now's the time to focus on yourself, treat it like a spa retreat or something, I'm like, okay, not everyone has the luxury of this being like a cleansing experience, you know what I mean?
Would it be different for you if it said, treat yourself like you're on a camping trip indoors?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm doing that.
I am.
Thank you, quote.
that's my wallpaper you're talking about, says Chris.
Yeah, I
holding a lantern up as high as he can.
I really am glad I did that to my bedroom. For a while, I didn't know why I did that. I thought it was very strange, and now, yeah, I've just been camping.
Yeah, I mean, things are really coming into focus in this global pandemic / quarantine time. It's strange, though. You still got guys like this, you know, he's making the most of it by riding in the middle of the fucking lane.
He's by himself. As long as you're by yourself, our governor, what's his name?
Gavin Newsom.
Newsom sent a nice letter out via social media, and skateboarding was on it.
Oh, really?
Go hiking, biking, skateboarding. He put skateboarding on it. I'm like, oh, man, the guy can probably do a kickflip. I didn't realize how handsome he was.
He's handsome, he's young, and my sister just told me, she said this is unprovable family gossip, but he grew up in the Mission District in San Francisco, just like my mom and her family, and my dad said he believes, from stories he's been told, that my grandmother is Gavin Newsom's godmother.
Oh, wow.
But it's such a... My sister told me that on the phone the other day, and there was like 5 seconds where I was genuinely excited. And then I was like, what the fuck am I... Who cares?
Like, right.
That's probably the most distant, weird, you didn't earn that, like, glory moment.
It's still exciting, because he's our little Justin Trudeau.
He's... He's California's answer to that hot Canadian piece of ass trust, Justin Trudeau.
God, I just ordered his calendar. Mostly.
It's him drinking maple syrup straight out of a tree.
It's all Canadian-based poses.
So hot.
But yeah, it's I was happy to see that skate. As long as you're skateboarding with friends that are 6 feet away from you, which you're never... In tandem.
No. You should, that's uncool, right?
So I've been doing... Yeah, it's not. It's
that's not cool, right?
Be on a skateboard built for two.
With, like, one arm around each other, yeah, both skating.
I just am getting to know these guys. Their age
don't overdo it.
No, I won't. It's hard to bring it up.
Yeah.
You guys want to... I don't know. Let's skate on the same board. And I pull out, like, a double long...
Let's get goofy foot it. Uh-oh, Karen, you just... Karen, don't.
That would just mean your right foot forward.
Oh.
You knew that.
I know, but isn't that about surfing, or is it both?
I think, yeah, surfing is what named it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does skateboarding get a lot of things from surfing?
Yeah.
Let's hear this song. Yes.
Oh, she's just...
I love her. That's what I was just doing on the freeway going 95.
Cranking your pandemic mix? It is. Yeah, a lot of the terminology, surfing started it.
Okay.
Skateboarding came along in the 60s.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So goofy, yeah, I don't know why it's good. About half the population rides with their... Maybe more people are regular-footed. It's actually kind of a nasty name.
It really
for
is.
For these right-foot forward people.
Disgusting.
They're not goofy at all. They're really? Just like you and me.
They're not different, and stop calling it the Chinese virus.
Yeah, exactly. Just because they're left-handed, and you can't trust them. Just because of those two reasons doesn't mean they're goofy.
It doesn't mean it's goofy. It's totally valid.
I mean,
footed.
I don't want to sound elitist, but the three guys I skated with this morning, all regular footed. I'm just saying, it was a coincidence. I noticed it.
Now, Chris.
Like you're in a room full of white people or whatever.
Your new skateboard friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you say they're age appropriate, so they're not 12.
No. These guys, no. They are, yeah. A lot of the times, it's so funny how normal it was for me to... exchange phone numbers and make appointments to go skate with guys that were in their late teens.
Yeah.
A few years back.
Did they have their own phones, or do you have to talk to their mom first?
Their mom, I had to bring them home by 10. And they're like...
Their mom looked you up on a sex offender list. You got cleared.
Yep,
everything was
there's
great.
There's no red dot over your apartment. You're free to babysit.
Have you looked one of those fucking things up?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
In your own neighborhood, it's like, oh my God,
my
they're
everywhere.
My own
neighborhood looks like a Twister board. Each color is a different severity. And they're on all four sides of me. Out every
Everywhere.
Window. I can borrow sugar from the worst of offenders.
Please stay at least 6 feet away from every sex offender in your neighborhood. That's the new Gavin Newsom rule.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did Gavin Newsom write, go skate or go home? Or did he just say you can go skateboarding?
He said skate or die,
skate
actually,
or
which I thought,
fuck.
Given the circumstances.
You know what?
Not good word choice.
My grandma said he was like that.
Oh, you and your grandma. What, is he your god brother?
He's,
god
he would
cousin?
Be my god uncle because, right?
Oh my God, you gotta let him know he's your god uncle.
I'm gonna try to get a ventilator. I mean, why not use the fucking juice while I have it?
You gotta get one as the god niece. It's worth a ventilator.
At least one. Now, here's the thing.
I just want a mask. Remember when Trump was tossing toilet papers in Puerto Rico?
Well,
I just want a mask.
I hear you.
I've been looking.
You can make them by hand, the crafty person that you are. You know you can hand make one for yourself.
Well, so then I'm basically wearing one when I put a bandana around like I'm about to rob a train.
No, I mean you can actually sew one that's like N15?
95?
N95. You can make it so that it closes at the top.
Uh-huh.
And it's all, that's the point of that specific kind.
Okay. And does that have a little ventilator on or a little vent?
You can put one on or a button, or you can sew your initials onto it.
I want it to look good first and foremost, but I also want it to have the function of a proper
mask. To keep you alive.
Also, I'm not a sewer. I mean, I can do other things with my hands, but I don't have a machine.
Oh, I thought, for some reason, I thought you were into, kind of oddly into...
I am.
DIY, whatever it takes.
My dad was reupholstered some couches. Like, he's a good sewer, but he's the one that put all of my patches on my jackets.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's no story of you sewing anything?
I need to learn to sew.
Didn't you sew curtains or something?
I have by hand with a needle and thread, but I got the time. Fuck it.
Wait, you have?
When I lived with my buddy Ross, he started a little snowboard company, and he learned to sew and made the glove, made all the mittens.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he worked hard.
Where is Ross now? We need...
Ross, please, sew me a mask.
Yes, how about you make tons of... Do you need to ride masks? We'll pay you.
I'll call him on the phone. I'm yelling at him right now like he's outside the window. Ross, are you hearing this?
Ross.
Please.
Ross, stop being selfish. We need this.
I dropped off some food at this... for a food bank, but it was at a church. I just... God, whatever. It is. That's what I don't understand is why toilet paper? Why is it? Because people feel like they have control?
Yeah, and it's cheap. So they can go in and buy all of it and it doesn't actually break the bank. And then their fear of like, what if I have to shit into my own hand is cured.
Yeah, I guess that's a fear of people.
I mean, it's very primordial.
Well, it's primitive to shit in your hand.
Yes, it is.
Especially if you throw it.
I mean...
At that point...
That's monkey behavior.
that's monkey business.
That's monkey business.
They are in the business of shit tossing. And business
is good. Is boom.
But I have a bidet that I received after coincidentally telling a bunch of poo stories on a podcast, and they gave me one, and I installed it.
That's great.
So I've been using that. I still got baby wipes. I'm just doing that.
Don't
flush? Oh, they are flushable.
Great.
At the dollar store, they say flushable. Most of them aren't.
Do you think they have a stamp that just they put that onto things when they need to sell them?
It said flushable on the side. Most of them have a Ghostbusters circle cross over a toilet. Like, do not,
please.
We don't care how cute your baby is. But
that when that trend kicked up, adult people using baby wipes on their own ass, I was so baffled by that. What are people doing that they need all this extra?
And then right then they're like, get a load of this. And then they show you their pristine, pristine, clean, pink little bum hole. Like a cat. Is it bleached? No.
When did you get a tail?
You weren't supposed to focus on that.
Have you primordial. Seen? There's your primordial asshole.
Primordial.
Have you seen there's a fucking internet video and it's a guy standing in the empty parking lot of like a motel that's by the freeway and he's pointing at this red car and he's like, yeah, see that red car over there? There's a guy in there. I walk by the window. I don't know what's going on around here, but I walk by the window and he yelled out his window, hey, I'll give you a chocolate chip cookie if I can look at your asshole. And he's like, can you believe that shit? That's happening around here. And then he points over to the car. He goes, yeah, that guy right there. And he's holding a half-eaten chocolate chip cookie. It's the funniest thing I've ever...
It's like a dirty dad joke.
The guy just made... It's a joke. It didn't really happen.
Oh, okay.
He's just being funny in this super dirty way. He's like he took it and showed the guy's asshole.
Wait, I'm sorry. Was this a video?
Yeah.
But it's a dad's video. He's like, hey, I'm going to
I shouldn't have said, I meant dad like a dad joke. Like,
yeah, yeah. That seems like, yeah. Look what I almost stepped in. Yeah. Rudolph, and it's Santa Claus with shit in his hands, right? Isn't that the...
Isn't that a classic?
Around the holidays. Around the, look what I almost stepped in with shit in your hands was always...
It's a classic.
It's one of my dad's classics. But to see that play out in 70s VHS footage...
It's...
Betamax.
Oh shit, I didn't fave it. God damn it. Why do I do that? I don't have it.
How
we'll
about...
Find Stevie will... Yeah. Stevie. Steven will find it later.
Stevie.
Sorry, Stevie.
Little Stevie. Little Stevie Wonder, the boy who records the songs.
And plays the harmonica.
Oh, he has no friends. He got so good at the harmonica.
Oh, oh. He was too good at it.
But
it took him away.
He has friends now.
Just like the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, right. I've been sort of meaning to watch that documentary.
You have?
Kind of.
I mean...
I watched the Backstreet Boys one. I should watch the Jonas Bros.
Was the Backstreet Boys good?
It's great. They're great guys. I'm so mad at them for no reason. Just because they said Backstreet's back. All right, back from what? This is your breakout hit.
You know...
You're not back from shit.
You just got here.
You just arrived.
I think that was the 90s. It was a time where everybody automatically hated everything, and it was like very Dennis Leary smoking a cigarette. It was very Marc Maron-y.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was back when it was like all anyone wanted to do was shit on things and take umbrage with things. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We just did things like that automatically back then.
And so they were trying to bypass the initial hate by saying, hey, we've been here. You can't hate us.
Maybe.
We're back.
I just mean, because you were saying, why did I hate them? And it's like,
right.
I think we had no choice, it culturally. Was,
those were my Maron-y years.
Yeah. You, we were doing it. We had no other options. We didn't know what else we should do.
I call it the Mary time. It was my Mary time. The Mary time law.
But Maron?
But Maron. Maron time.
Maron time.
Yeah. Also, I didn't like the music.
True, yes.
So in fairness to me, it
You were right.
But then why do I have the whole song memorized? Like, I watched this documentary, I knew all their body of music.
Well, because it was on the radio constantly.
Right.
That was back when terrestrial radio was more of a thing. It was pre-internet. It was pre-cell phone. It was still very... We had things forced on us.
Speaking of pre-internet, pre-cell phone, but viral videos that would be a dad joke. Anyway, okay, let's just admit I'm changing the subject. Martha gave me a video way back that reminds me of what you... But it was...
The great Martha Kelly?
The amazing Martha Kelly. She had a videotape that was puppets, but it was set to audio that this guy acquired by recording his neighbors. They were like drunk older men that lived together. I don't know if they're a couple or just roommates, but they're constantly fighting.
Yeah.
And he made a puppet show along to this audio. Do mm-hmm. you remember mm-hmm. that? It was like Wonder Shows, but before all that
yes.
stuff. It was just a tape in the late 90s.
They had a documentary about it.
I know you drank the vodka because I marked the bottle.
Right.
And it's Muppets.
What's the name of it?
I will never remember, and I want to ask Martha. I wonder if she's...
There's a documentary about it. Like, we could figure it out in 1 second.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it's basically... It's like I hate you with my whole heart or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Something... It's really awful, but yeah, it's...
I wonder if that would hold up. At the time, it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen, this found
footage.
Oh,
I think so.
To Muppets, but I... It's what Crank Anchors ended up being. I'm sure that was... the basis for making that show.
The inspo. Do you know that my friend Laura, who I miss terribly, is she's
What's
up in the Bay Area
name?
Now.
You usually say last.
Well, but she did this thing, and now I don't know if we should say her name but it's amazing. They used to have. Oh, you know what? I can say her name because she isn't the one who did
you
it.
You mean
she
Laura just... Branigan?
Yes.
There we go.
Gloria.
I think I got ya. Uh-huh. Number.
I don't think I'm headed for a breakdown.
There we are. There's
I realize,
your real voice.
I realize we should sing way more on this show because who's going to slap us with a...
Restraining order.
With a restraining, musical restraining order anyway when there's a global pandemic.
Those are my notes.
Who cares?
Yeah, come and get me.
Come and get the legal system to support you.
Bring a 6-foot hook to put around my neck.
So
I assume they'll grab me like pulling me off stage.
Yeah, they'll yank you out of the car.
With a bamboo cane.
What's that fat dog doing?
Oh,
chocolate. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, he's like, I don't feel like going anymore.
Oh,
I'm done.
Yeah.
And
no, he's old.
Don't make me walk anymore.
God,
my hips.
I love a dog with bad hips.
He's got so bad hips.
Look at him.
He would absolutely murder anyone that came toward your child. I love that dog. So Laura had a boyfriend who had an upstairs neighbor in this apartment, and the guy would come home from work. He was British and get shit-faced drunk. And he had his own karaoke machine in his apartment, which was not common back then. This was like early 90s. And he would sing the songs, but then he would start talking shit about the people he worked with in the song. Mm. So he would basically make up a song about people that he hated and all the people that
and
were driving him crazy.
And she was overhearing it?
He was recording it himself. And one day the boyfriend or the friend of the boyfriend, some like a couple people out, which is why I think it's okay to tell the story, went upstairs and stole the tape. Oh. And so we used to listen to this tape. We would get drunk and come home from bars and then put the karaoke, British karaoke guy on.
He'd be like,
amazing.
We built this city kind of like my friend Larry that works for the city and he has bad breath.
Exactly.
We built this city.
Exactly.
Really? Oh my God.
And usually it was more like, it would be my way, but he'd be like, no, fuck you, Diane.
So
it was really kind of
that version scares
ominous.
Me.
It's
when
ominous.
He wants to kill Diane.
Look, we all hate our coworkers. Look, that's how it is. Yeah, it was amazing.
God,
and when you're drunk, it's even more amazing because you're drunk. Everything's great when you're drunk.
Yeah, and I suppose when I do karaoke, I have to have drinks because it scares me more than stand up. I want to do it, but I don't have the best voice, of course.
Yeah,
there I got, but I. In there are always little Shakespearean asides, and it has to be about your life. Unless you got dirt on the recording artist, who are you going to talk smack about in mid-lyric?
Who are you going to call? Don't flush this!
Wait a minute.
Now,
explain.
You said earlier that the Ghostbusters thing was around the wipes, and I wanted to do that then.
See?
I wanted to do it then.
I'm glad you put that in your pocket. Oh, gross.
Some things we let marinate.
Quit. We're all thinking about baby wipes in a pocket.
Oh, gross.
Marinating baby wipes.
In vinaigrette? A baby wipe?
Who are you going to call? Don't flush this. Just some promotional video about sewage septic systems. Some announcement from the city.
You know that happened, though, in the 80s because that song was everywhere. You know people did that to everything.
And I probably knew it and memorized it just like I did. We're in the money with a scholarship from Crest.
Yes!
You know, I can't, why are these commercial jingles in my head?
Because we just took them in with total innocence. Like, we just absorbed them and actually kind of listened to them as children.
God, what if someone was reading me mathematics?
I know.
You know, they probably were and I wasn't listening.
They're in the songs. Schoolhouse Rock?
My mind was collecting. Yeah. I know how a bill becomes a law. Unfortunately, I have to sing it and it's embarrassing.
I was going to say, some people always try to get me to do karaoke, and I finally realized that it was because someone else told me. They were like, of course you don't want to do it. You can't drink. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the key. It's like, you can't get high and sing. That makes it even worse. You're, like, so self-conscious and crazy.
Of course.
Drinking is the only way it works, and, like, it's not an option. So, yeah.
And unfortunately, years of drinking ruin your voice.
Yes, that's right, my instrument.
When I first went to the Tattletale in Culver City, I think I've talked about that place before. That's when I first started going to this regular karaoke place because the group of people there would never otherwise be. There's cowboys over here. There's guys that look like they've probably killed people over here. There was a Vietnam veteran. There was a guy from Vietnam that was in the Vietnam War, and his friend was a Vietnam veteran, and they both were friends. And they're like, we were all both in the war, but on opposite sides.
Really?
And they would sing duets together.
Jesus.
I'm telling you. And I befriended this lady, and we did a duet. We sang I Just Called to Say I Love You together. It was her idea. I still sing the song in her honor. She died. And then I went back one time, and there was like a guy there crying, and he said she died. And I'm like, I was just thinking of calling her. So I kept going there. and singing with these people, just these different... It was really interesting. There's a documentary called Karaoke Fever, and that's why it's so bizarre. It's like so many different types of people, and all they share is this love for karaoke. It's this whole world, and I don't want to be in that world, but I do...
Too late.
Want to sing. Too late, we're going.
Big part of it.
What I don't understand is when people rent out one of those little rooms and sing to their friends and loved ones. That's what makes me nervous.
I think that's funny. I have done that before in New York City, because there's some place, of course, New York is like, there's no space, so it's like everybody just gets their own little room. And that was actually super fun, because it was like, say it's 10 people from work. So you don't care about whatever anyone else thinks. You're just kind of trying to have fun with your group.
Yeah.
And I think I've told you this story, but my friend Haley, who's really one of the funniest people I've ever known, but when she would get super drunk, she was so hilarious. And she did this thing where she put on her song, and I think it was an ABBA song from what I remember, like Dancing Queen. Uh-huh. And then she walked out the door of the room and shut it so she could do an entrance.
Oh, that's great idea.
But then she kept missing her cue because she was drunk and she was just standing in the hall and she couldn't hear the song. And so then the song would just keep playing. We'd all be like crying laughing, and then she'd come in and go, oh fuck, okay, do it again, just start it again. And she did it like 5 times, missed the cue every time.
She can't hear it. She's shutting a door behind her.
But she's like, I have to do entrance, everybody.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think if you have a private room, you can get way more fucked up than you normally would.
Right, yeah. I just, my sister always wants to sing. Like, she got a little karaoke machine, and once we went as a family, and for some reason, I get real nervous singing in front of my dad. I'll do my stand-up, but the singing.
is he judging you? Is he holding his chin and nodding?
No, I don't think so. I think he's just, I don't know. I can't even make eye contact.
Well.
It's got to be strangers only.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Strangers only.
.com. I did, back when Greg Barron and Dave Anthony were still doing Walking the Room,
their
legendary podcast.
Yeah.
I did it one time, and Greg asked me if I would do one of my songs, because it was like around the time I was doing those songs. But we were up in his, like a walk-in closet in his upstairs bedroom, and Dave had to leave because he was so uncomfortable with the vulnerability of me just playing songs.
Right. Some people can't.
He couldn't do it. He was like, I can't. I have to leave. And I'm like, that's so insulting.
Yeah, like at a part. Well, I don't know. I love Henry Phillips, and yes. I love what he does, and I love his comedy, I love his songs, but when we were at a party and everyone's around a fire or something, and the guitar comes out, I do admit I get a little nervous.
Yeah.
Like, when it's intimate, and it's like, in a weird way, he's not looking right at my eyes, but he's sort of serenading me. And it's, you know, there's a romance inferred. With singing.
It's true.
That's a small group of people.
Well, it's, you know what it is? It's vulnerability. It's when you're singing, that was the reason that I started doing it, is because it scared me so much that when I very first started like singing on stage, I could barely breathe. I could barely get the words out.
Yeah.
And then it became this thing of like, I am not fucking letting this get to me. Like, I am going to get it to the point where I can actually sing these songs out loud. And that was just my goal. It's like, it's so hard and vulnerable, and you might as well just do this.
Of course, yeah, and that's what stand-up was. The only reason I'm not afraid to do stand-up is because I do it more.
Right, and stand-up, you're not vulnerable because you keep on making jokes. So it's like, any moment of vulnerability, you just build that wall real quick.
Yeah.
You make them laugh, and you get them away from you. And that's how you earn your space and protect your vulnerability.
Exactly. My whole act, I'm just getting away from the previous joke by doing the next one.
Building another wall.
Plus, as a kid, no one ever said, you should be a singer. It was usually the comedy thing.
You know, my dad used to say, can you sing Far, Far Away? Classic. Insulting dad joke.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Just holding a cookie.
Didn't like it. Let's see this guy right over here. He did it at the perfect point on holding the phone up, but pointing past your own phone.
Yeah, I remember singing in a car and someone saying, yeah, who sings this? And I'm like, I think at the time it was Everclear, a terrible band. But then I was like, oh, Everclear. He's like, yeah, let's keep it that way. Ah, you got me.
Oh, shit, Dad.
That actually hurt my real feelings.
Yeah. it gets you.
And he has passed. Anyway.
What, your dad?
No, the guy.
The guy who said that?
I was driving and singing Everclear with. It was my buddy Zach.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I got it. You know, we get on a run of fun time, fun friend, funny times. And you know I got to bring it down with some death. It's always on the tip of my tongue.
It's my favorite. Wait, no, I'm sorry, because we drove by a Dunkin' Donuts and it was open. Do you think a drive-through Starbucks is considered necessary? It can't be.
Well,
I went yesterday to the drive-through.
I went.
Steven, which one?
The one that we normally go to. Okay. It's still open.
I went on the way before chickening out to help with the food bank. They didn't have masks or gloves, and I wussed out. I can't.
That's fine.
But on the way there, I walked into a Starbucks, and I'm like, how is this different? But now they are closed. I think what was going on just 4 or 5 days ago is completely different than now. But if we found a drive-through one, we could get our coffee and then finally... we're supposed to answer Q&A questions.
Oh, that's right. Well, we had to first of all, connect, because it's been like a month, right?
Yeah, we had to dust off the friendship.
We had to make sure it was still there.
It's shining and sparkling.
I think it's gorgeous.
Under a layer of muck.
It looks like that head that Indiana Jones finds in the cave.
Yeah, why wasn't it dusty?
That beautiful head wasn't dusty way back in that fucking cave.
It always bothered me. There's dust everywhere. The head wouldn't have been shiny.
They also bag of sand, so exact. So exact.
Yeah, the exact weight. Oh, you knew.
Oh, because you're so smart.
Oh, you knew it'd be exactly 8 pounds.
You know what? That movie's perfect. We can't even do this to it because it's a perfect film.
I was doing a character. That's why I had to change my voice because I didn't believe what he was saying. I refer to him as a he.
He is. You were playing a he. It was very male of you to negate Indiana Jones.
There wasn't even. Here's the thing. There wouldn't be dust all over the shiny head.
That guy could not have ducked those darts. I have a male character as well.
Yeah, yours guys has a slight stutter.
He does. He's, you know why? He's fucking sick of it. Look at this movie.
Oh, God.
Acting like it knows everything. Oh, okay, that big thing. He didn't get under that thing in time. Just by the way, just so you know.
No one's that sleight of hand, I'll tell you that much. Hey, I'm the magician uncle.
No one's that good at whips, and you know it, and I know it too.
We all know occasionally you end up whipping your own face when you practice in the backyard with your hat that's more of a Duran Duran hat, but it's all you had.
Look, nobody can get a hat like that. It looks that cool. They don't exist. I feel like I'm going right into a Polly Walnuts area.
Who the hell is Polly Walnuts?
Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Polly.
With the silver on the side?
I've been wanting those silver wings.
Oh, yeah.
I'm growing out my hair, and would it be weird if I just had silver comb-over wings that I...
Yes.
So I guess it would be weird.
Yeah, I'd wait on that. You've got some time.
Well, you're right. Starbucks. I should wait until I'm around people. That's a drive-through Starbucks.
Oh, fuck!
That's where it is.
Ooh, look at all those cars.
Hey, we got nothing but time.
Those guys are all going in.
It's nice and safe.
Okay, wait. Oh, I see where I am. I thought I was one street down.
Oh, that
because
wheezing.
What about the one that's like on the way back? Should I just get into that line? Looks a little crazy.
It is 6 cars. We can do that.
Okay.
That's 12 beverages top.
Look, everybody thinks they can't go to the drive-thru, but they can.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're abiding by the 2 beverage per car. I couldn't think of the word rules. That's because I'm dumb and I used to work in a mine. The shaft of the mine, the worst part.
Oh, softball area. Did you see that sign?
I wanna.
It said caution softball area.
It's so funny. It's not until you're locked up in a house.
Oh,
plus,
signs.
It's been raining, so it's that's helped. But I want to go play softball now. I want to. Softball didn't make it onto our Justin Trudeau list.
That motherfucker is trying to take softball away.
Hey.
And there's a lot of girls named Shelby in Northern California that won't have it. They won't have it.
Oh, with a fast underhand. Okay, when I said 6, it's before these 4 cars showed up.
There's literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're the 10th car.
Well, now that we're, let's go, let's do some questions just since we're in a line.
Does that make
sense?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
We'll do another episode and continue to dust off our shiny friendship.
You know what's funny? I was telling you earlier, but I'll tell the listeners at home and at work, or wherever you might be right now, hopefully not at work.
Probably in a bathtub, listening to Pavarotti.
And us, right underneath Pavarotti.
Yeah, that's great. A great accompaniment.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, you might be at work. Anyone listening right now needs to know. And before that, shit. I mentioned that we're about to dust off our shiny friendship.
Yep.
And then you said...
It's because it is... Oh, I was just going to say... I have been listening to this podcast and lots of podcasts because that's kind of how I spend my daytime is I'll clean my house or do something like a, you know, give myself like a task.
Yeah.
And then listen to podcasts and it feels like I'm socializing.
Does your house look amazing? My apartment is
so spotless.
Fucking amazing.
I realize too, I think part of me is getting ready for when people will one day come over again.
Yeah.
Like, I want to keep everything ready.
You gotta stay hopeful. Yeah. Even if we know that half the state might get this in some way, whatever. We're gonna have parties. It's gonna pass at some point.
There will be parties again.
These are blind promises. I do not have the data to back up what I'm saying.
These are the kind of things you say when you have to say things like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll say them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The other day, I probably wouldn't have.
But today,
I was
yes.
in that baby position, you know, fetal. I'm okay now, though.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I better come out of this with some cool art.
I'm sure you will. Oh, but I guess my point was just listening to this, I just feel the need to say that I never stop laughing during this podcast, but it's because you are so funny.
Oh, thanks, man.
But I listen to the podcast, I'm like, I sound like a mental patient. I just am laughing the entire time.
When we first started, all I was trying to do is make you laugh.
That's the point.
And that's all, yeah, that's all I've ever, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all we have in these troubled times.
But thank you.
Yeah, of course. It's fun to actually see why people enjoy the thing you like. That's a nice feeling.
Yeah. And have them...
Wow, that's close.
Very close.
He needs to get to his home in the Glendale Hills. Yeah. Oh, also, it's a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah. This is bizarre. I mean, we are almost kissing mirrors.
Not a great plan, but that's fine.
That's not 6 feet, sir. I don't know where your car's been.
This person just blocked them more.
I mean, they could have handled that differently, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? What it always is in that circumstance, a fucking BMW. Every time.
Hey, no offense if you're out there and you got... But if it's new, sorry.
Fuck you.
If you got it used and it's cool and you worked on it...
Maybe, but still,
you know,
something happens to people in BMWs.
Or if you bought it and you're like, well, am I going to look like a douche? It's such a nice car. Hey, I get it. I've been behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Wearing a disguise because I don't want anyone to see I'm in an asshole car.
What kind of disguise do you wear? Is it
a little mustache. A mustache and somewhat of a guy who doesn't finish sentences with a mustache. I drive.
There's a Senor Wences voice. Oh, you know that? Oh.
Wait, no, what's that from?
Oh, you just, when you draw a little mouth on your hand.
You know,
and
I haven't done that. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow during my lock-in. Draw different faces on my hand.
Yep, Senor Wences. Oh, very good.
It does really
very
work.
Good.
Have you ever done the putting That's eyes racist. On your chin? And then looking, someone else has to do it, and then watch their mouth talk with the eyes, so their chin is the top of the head.
Yeah.
That always looks pretty funny.
That blows your mind.
It still does, man. I don't need acid and you know, shrooms and lewds and uppers and quakers and downers and up and ups and side jammers.
You don't even need side jammers. That's how great putting two googly eyes on your chin is.
Yeah, it's a drug to me.
Yeah, I got it.
First question.
Is Thank that you, Tom Petty in the car behind us?
Oh,
is
wow.
That the reanimated corpse of Tom Petty?
Have you seen the, it's on YouTube, Tom Petty and Gary Shandling, where neighbors, Gary Shandling and Tom Petty hanging out in his recording studio.
In real life?
Yeah, they were like real life neighbors. And it's right before, I can't remember who died first.
Ooh, that's a good
question. They both died around the same time.
Very similar, yeah.
And they were, Tom Petty is so funny. He's just dry and was listening to him talk and waiting his turn, and he'd fucking throw out a zinger.
Because he's a genius.
It made me, and he had like old equipment, like his, you could tell he'd lived in that house for a long time and he'd still recorded in his studio, and it was kind of like 70s looking soundboard.
Yeah.
He's just, yeah.
He's the coolest. You know, there's, I think I've told you about this before, but there is a video, clearly Tom Petty is on hard drugs, like probably acid or heroin, and they're doing Breakdown, Go Ahead and Give to Me, and he, during the bridge of that song, put, like, I don't know if he takes his guitar off or if he's not playing it, whatever happens, he walks over to the backup singers and like goes and hugs them for a while, and they just and they're just like, ooh, they don't really know what to do, they just keep singing in the refrain, basically.
I'm gonna say he was on acid. Well, I've never done heroin.
Right, you're right. Acid's more of a reach out and touch someone.
It's, drug. I've never felt better than on it. I highly recommend it. Sorry. All the other ones are for losers.
But acid's for winners.
Everyone should try it once a year.
But remember, you're going to do it in like around 4 p.m.
Yes.
And then you will not come down for hours and hours.
When I say it's great, it's while you're awake. When you go to sleep, you will see flaming, spinning Mickey Mouse heads, and they do not stop multiplying.
Are you saying mine? Mine was Goofy.
You're kidding me.
Spinning Goofy faces.
I saw Mickey Mouse spinning heads.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I'm like, why Mickey Mouse? I don't even care about Disney.
That's what I said. It was Goofy spinning like the That's All Folks circle, but just like, dude.
Would it be interrupted by you imagining getting shot by a machine gun?
No.
Okay, so it wasn't all Disney. It wasn't the happiest place.
I was very disappointed in myself, though, for the, like, I'd close my eyes and that would come up. And it would come up in like Goofy. Five across, five down grid of spinning Goofy heads. And then I just open my eyes again and go, you got to be fucking kidding me. I'm a sellout.
We have weird things in common.
We do.
That, mine, yeah. And
are you related to Gavin Newsom?
I think Jim Hamilton, our friend Nate had a birthday and we did, it was like a Smarties candy and I was the funnest time I've ever had. But he stayed at my place and he was in the living room. I was in my bedroom and neither of us could sleep. And I think he mentioned that he was seeing Mickey Mouse heads and then all of a sudden that turned on the switch. So Jim started it. So it didn't come out of nowhere. But yes, Disney character heads, disembodied.
Amazing.
Rotating and multiplying until they just wouldn't stop getting smaller.
Horrifying.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to pause you.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell everybody, we have so many gift cards from Starbucks that every person in this car should get at least one food item along with their coffee drink, just so we can start using up these gift cards.
Right,
like,
right.
And
I don't even have one on me.
I have in my purse, but if you need a sandwich, Stephen, please don't be afraid to order yourself a dessert or whatever you want.
We just have to remember to eat very closed mouth.
Oh, yeah.
People hate that ASMR.
It is gross.
Yeah.
No, unless you're totally getting off on it, and that's a different thing, you should be paying for it.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, if you like it, I'll rub on some vinyl I eat, if whatever shakes your
Hi, welcome to Starbucks. This is Kat. How can I help you today?
Hi, couple drinks. Can I get a triple tall one pump mocha? What do you want?
I'll have
anything else?
Yes, a vanilla almond milk latte. Do they do that?
Yeah, can I get a grande almond milk latte with vanilla?
You got it.
Steven, what do you
get? Just one pump of vanilla.
That latte, do you want it iced or hot?
Hot.
Hot, please, okay. And just one pump of the vanilla, please.
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
Steven?
Could I actually try the golden ginger drink?
For sure. What size would you like it?
Grande. And then awesome. Could I get a double smoked bacon and cheddar sandwich?
Do you have the Rice Krispie treats?
Yes, I do.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Can I get two of those, please? And then we're done.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, guys, it's so normalizing to be here at Starbucks. I want to cry. It feels so normal.
Yeah, I feel it's comforting.
It's nice.
I don't want this line to ever end.
Oh, good, because it won't. Did I ever say Patrick Thornton gave us one, and it says, skip the straws, save the turtles? Patrick Thornton?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We always do.
We always do. Pat, thank you very much, Patrick, for giving us lovely. And then here's one from Margaret and Cecilia from Philly. We love you guys, Dinor, forever.
Oh, I have a show in Philly next month. I wonder if it's canceled.
Uh-oh, I bet it is. But if it's not... Margaret and Cecilia, you better be there for Chris Fairbanks, but it is.
Go to the good comedy website and see if I'm still coming.
It's canceled.
So is New York. I know.
Face it.
I know. That's all right. Me time. I'm going to do some animations. We're going to start. I got to get that sewing machine you said I need to get.
Oh, right. Yes. You have to start making COVID masks.
Yes. And what else?
What else? Just
writing jokes. God, I got to sit around and write jokes.
You know what we got to do? We got to answer some fucking Q&A.
Oh, that's perfect.
Because we are now 40
You're
minutes
really
in.
You're really good at that. If we had commercial breaks, it would never happen abruptly.
By the way, Gary Shandling and Tom Petty were both the same age when they died at 66. But a year apart.
And who went first?
Shandling first.
Shandling first.
God.
So, and the name of that puppet neighbor's recording thing is called Shut Up, Little Man.
Shut Up, Little Man.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
That is news to me. It was seriously on a... As if Indiana found it himself, a dusty old VHS tape with no label yep. that Martha just had.
You should watch the documentary, though, because it's really good.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that an earthquake tattoo?
I really don't know why. Wait.
A seismograph?
It's a sound wave.
Oh, cool.
I'll tell you right now what it means. You're going to laugh.
What?
Just because it was, this one has to balance on the bottom.
Oh, great.
Keep it or toss this one?
Oh, toss, please.
So one of my friends, he called my bluff, and he's like, I bet that you won't get a tattoo saying bet. And me, out of impulse, I'm like, bet. So it's him saying it in Japanese.
Oh, wow.
Bet, the word bet?
Bet.
That's hilarious.
Oh, wow, you found a loophole.
Yeah, really.
Like, because all of my tattoos, you can't see them. I like everything covered up, but these two, it's like it's all Japanese, traditional.
Oh, that's cool. And then some sound waves.
Sound waves,
I like it.
There.
Are you an editor?
I am not. I'm actually my degree will be in kinesiology.
Kinesiology? Mm-hmm. Oh wow, cool. So you'd be a physical therapist?
I would want to go for occupational or chiropractor if I decided to go that route. But right now I'm leaning towards going back to school and getting a master's in business management and hopefully opening up my own chain of gyms.
Oh wow.
Awesome.
That's the goal.
Yes, thank you. Have a good one. Kevin. I made friends with Kevin.
I didn't know what kinesiology was.
It's the study of movement, human movement. Let's see.
Is this the wrong way? It is.
It is, yeah.
Oh,
but
you
now it's
you
the know. Right.
Now you All right.
Yay!
Question! Right. We asked you guys for questions for us for this episode and probably the next one since we were such windbags.
Oh my God, we really did have to get it together.
And this is what we got from Instagram and Twitter and...
Yeah.
And all the ways people raged out. Oh, I said raged out, but I meant reached out. I'm going to show you this, Chris. Before we start, that people started sending me questions on Twitter. And then the girl, the woman, or the person, I should say, in this day and age, I should be saying the person.
Right, right.
Who... Oh, Shit, sorry. Take so many pictures of my dogs. I really think it's funny to take.
Oh, that's the best.
Doesn't she look like she just did something bad?
Yeah, there should be garbage behind her.
Elle Jacobson, or Ellie, I can't see. She asked us to tell our origin story. She said maybe it's already been done, but Chris and Karen's origin story. And also, I made that little car. So the picture we posted last week.
Yes,
that's Ellie Jacobson.
Ellie made this perfect, like, envelope holder for the gift card that was a cardboard almost version of the Constant Designer Volvo.
Yes.
We don't drive in a Volvo, but it's Karen's dream car.
It's and that Constant Designer design of that Do You Need a Ride with All Three of Us in the Car is our favorite.
Yeah, it is. That gift. You have a bunch of gifts. It's almost staggering. I've typed your name in. You have a gift team out there, mate. I don't have
it's
a
one
single
person,
gift.
It's I'm not Shmoo, fishing. And she listens to this too.
You
she,
have other ones
she does
too.
It. But it's from. Here's the thing. I don't like it. I love that she does it. I love that people use them. That's all fine. It's horrifying.
It's not for me. A lot of them. I'm like, what the hell was this? Were you in a? What were you in a music video where people are fighting in the background? Were you? In
oh yeah.
Were you in the Fiona Apple Across the Universe video? It looked
no,
like that.
That's my friend Eric made a video when I was in Chicago, and my album had come out. Then I moved to Chicago to go work on a talk show, and so while we were there, the guy that was in charge of the field department, and sorry Eric, I cannot remember your last name off the top, and you're one of my favorite people on the planet. It starts with an S. Anyway, he was like, that's what he was worked in the field department, but that's he loved making videos. That's he's a
it's
really
a music
talented
video
director.
From your Live at the Bootleg?
It's my Christmas song, Drink My Way Through Christmas. And basically,
yeah.
I punch Santa Claus in the face and start a bar fight.
I did notice Santa Claus is in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, I'm sitting at a bar singing the song, and then I punch Santa Claus in the face. Then it starts a bar fight that is insanely epic and hilarious. And then I just leave out the back door while the whole place is going crazy.
Yeah. Who's the country artist that I probably would never want to talk politics with, but he's
Toby Keith.
Yeah. There's one, I love this bar or whatever. I don't know. But, and yeah. People are just fighting and he's singing while glass is bouncing off his face. And
yeah.
I have to say, it's just such a reminder of my childhood.
Of home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes me back to Montana. Or just scenes from movies. But who doesn't like an epic bar fight?
Takes me back to the TV.
Yeah, exactly. That scene in Hooper. Where, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, Steven, let's do it. Let's finally stop teasing
And teasing part
people.
One right now. No. This first question from McGiggles on Twitter is, what song would you lead your neighborhood in a sing-along a la that viral video of the Italians quarantined in Italy?
Oh, boy. It's always hard, because speaking of karaoke, I'm always like, oh, what's going to be... Everyone knows that you'll be a huge hit if you sing Sweet Caroline, but if you do sing that, you're a hack.
Yes.
But I'm always confronted by it, because I can... My voice just can turn into Neil Diamond. So I'm not exaggerating, but listen to me now. I sound like Neil Diamond. Just listen to me. Right.
Yes, you're right there at all times. Well, I think Sweet Caroline, though, is a crowd pleaser. I think
it is.
You can't think that's, again, that's our 90s upbringing. We can't think things are hacky just because they're popular. It's a
but
great
imagine
song.
A whole block of people going bop ba da.
Yeah.
It has to be
hands
a song
touching
that,
hands.
Where everyone, there's like a interactive vibe to it where people chime in. Where
yeah.
Otherwise, you're just singing. You're just, you know, Robin Williams on a saxophone. Moscow on the Hudson, I guess.
A classic.
He was on a stoop and he was always playing saxophone.
He was really a sad Russian playing saxophone. I think mine... I actually tried to write this as a tweet, and it was too long, and then I just quit. But I want to go out onto my balcony and yell the dog lady's monologue from Rear Window, where she goes, why'd you do it to him, huh? Because he liked you. You know, when the lady finds her dog dead in the flower bed, she's like, because he liked you. He's one of the only nice people in this neighborhood, and you had to do this to him, didn't you?
So from your window, you would yell out lines from the movie Rear Window.
Yeah, I would do. Okay. It's a very short monologue. Very I think it's about 15 lines. Uh-huh. And it would just be me crying and accusing people of killing my dog.
And then at the end, they would all just clap because it's like, I believe that was a performance.
Yeah, I think she's auditioning for something, even though it's not pilot season.
And we
at
know
all
day, unless you're doing self-tape, no one's auditioning right now.
No one's interested.
I haven't had one cat food commercial.
Okay, we've done it.
All right. At Chloe Leisure says, would you rather do Dinar in a fanboat in the Everglades or in a hot air balloon?
Oh, that's a great question. Just for noise reasons, the hot air balloon.
But yep.
That'll periodically be...
a weird albatross.
This is the flame. Sorry, I didn't. I just one upped your bird noise.
That's okay. Here's a pigeon.
I'm sorry.
It's a chicken.
Did you want?
At least be accurate.
That's why I call them. Pigeons are just street chickens. I've always said that.
You have. It's true.
They're dirty, dusty doves.
Dirty?
You dirty, dusty dove!
Oh no, this guy's back.
Oh, that is my normal laugh, by the way. I do not have the COVID.
COVID-19. Hey, 19. Or is it 15?
Yeah. I would sing from my window. I just go back to that question.
Oh, you need to change it?
No. I guess I'll go Sweet Caroline. My vote is hot air balloon, and I've never been ballooning. I've never been offered.
You'll get there someday.
Thank you.
I am very interested in going on a fan boat in the Everglades. I really am.
Yeah, they just skim along the top.
I think we would have to save the recording for the in-between time when we're just floating, but I really like that idea.
I just did the Everglades trip this past Christmas, and you'd be surprised at actually how quiet they are. It's actually very eerie.
Oh.
Because you're kind of just gliding.
And this is a sound engineer saying that, wow. So that really means something.
Yeah,
you're just kind of gliding over. It's very, it kind of feels like it shouldn't be. Like
it's like you're I'm into that.
Yeah, maybe you were on a new fancy one. Was it like a hybrid?
I like when things feel unnatural. This feels wrong, like it's from the devil. Yeah. Cool, sign me up.
Also, if there's a patch of mud or a small island, you just scoot right across it. Those boats are...
I love this barn grill. Okay, moving on.
All right. I love this bar.
And grill.
At Bad Genbot says, if you could choose one celebrity to be quarantined with, who would it be and why?
Genbot.
Celebrity.
Do they like me?
Yeah.
That's key. That's crucial.
I would pick...
I'm not for everyone.
Yeah. I'm so-and-so, and because the reason is because they already like me.
I know for a fact they like me, so I'll pick them.
If I end up with this thing, I do want to just sit with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. When I heard that news, I'm like, who next?
Yeah.
Fucking Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
For real.
You can't take two lovable icons that have been together forever and then just right away, well, they're sick, but I think they're better now.
I think they are.
Or they're out of that Australia hospital.
Yeah, and they, I think they're lucky because they got, before that it hit Australia, so they were early on, of course they're rich, so they don't have to worry about really anything. Look at this drive-thru, how long the line is here.
Oh.
Oh, guys. Oh, guys, we're cats. So lucky.
I like, I've always wanted, there was a moment Barry Sobel was in Venice, and he was on the phone, and he said, I'm talking to Tom Hanks right now. He lived near me. You know him? He's...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the phone, and I didn't believe him, and he handed me the phone. He's like, hi, Chris. Yes, this is Tom. Put Barry back on. And I'm like, yep, that was Tom Hanks.
So sorry.
So I did talk to him on the phone for a split second.
That's cool.
So I don't think it's that weird if I say, hey, I'm sick now, too. Can I come over? I just listened to Rita Wilson's album. I think it's great.
That's nice of you. You do the kind of work to really be a fan.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's a great
also
singer.
I think in this scenario, the way I'm insisting that it actually play out is that we don't have to earn the relationship.
Right.
If we're going to play this game, Emma Bot, then the given is that they want to hang out with
right.
you. Because to put us in that position and to have the celebrity not want or have the interest in hanging out is heartbreaking
right.
to me.
I need to see a list of celebrities, whoever they are, that either don't hate me or already love me.
I would love that list.
Yeah.
That sounds like you died and went to heaven.
Yeah.
Here's a list of celebrities who like you.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's all I need in the end.
And at the end.
Famous validation. Mm.
So I guess the person I'm going to pick, I feel like I'm trying to think of like a six month hang. So it's got to be someone funny and smart.
Right.
I think it would help if they were British, because British people are low key. They've already been through World War II, most of them. They know hardship.
So like a Martin Freeman or a Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh,
is about.
Yeah. Or I was thinking Hugh Laurie. I love him. He's so, you know, House.
It's funny.
Dr. House.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. House type would be great.
Yeah, I was thinking of him too, but early on. Can it be back when he did sketch comedy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Young Hugh Laurie.
I mean, Hugh Laurie.
I feel like you'd be walk into the kitchen and he'd be like, I'm making you an omelet. You know what I mean? Like someone that really brings something to the table.
Yeah, literally.
In terms of... yep.
Yeah, Hugh okay. Laurie. That's
We've done
one.
It.
Yeah.
But you don't get mine, though.
Well, I got Martin Freeman and Tom Hanks. I have a lot of people over here. Okay. They're all famous.
Fine,
Garrett.
Fine. And they're on your list?
Yeah.
Do you know for a fact they like you?
You can have a grumpy doctor who limps and pretends to be American.
Yes, hot. That's my thing. That's my jam.
Good solid limp.
Just a grumpy doctor in general.
Who
sounds
requires
great.
Cane use.
Yes.
There's an episode where he's skateboarding and he I can't remember why, but he was getting better and he didn't need his cane anymore. And, you know, the formula for that show every time was like, you're a loose cannon, House. What are you talking about? And he figures it out. And then they're like, sorry.
Yep.
And then they do it again the next episode. But he figured out something that was making his whatever was wrong with his leg better. And then he just started skateboarding. He's like skating on a bench. And I was like, what is this show?
Did he re-break it? Or re-ruin
it? He ended up hurting again. It just back to normal at the end.
I mean,
slayed for the next episode.
I have to tell you that I watched that entire series. After a while, I couldn't watch it anymore because it went on for so long. But that formula was very satisfying to me.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah. And it was so obvious that it was happening. It's like, oh, and then in Act Two, he starts to work on the ailment against all of the demands of all the rest of the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's all just...
Then he sends some internists or interns or whatever they're called in hospitals to the patient's home.
Yeah.
Just to snoop around.
And then one of them gets sick.
Yep. Then that's when they really know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's like, amputate it. And
yeah.
Like, you can't. He's
yeah,
like,
they
trust
have to
me.
offer themselves to the experimentation.
Yeah.
Oh, God, every episode.
Let's see. Three cop cars just sitting in that parking lot. Oh, it's because we're right across from the police department.
Oh.
For a second, I was like, what the fuck?
No, they just donated them to the Goodwill they're parked in front of. That's how people get these used cop cars they're always driving around in.
Okay, next question.
Next question, Steven.
Continuing on the Tom Hanks front, since this is from Not My Dumpster, since our beloved Tom Hanks is currently quarantined, this was from a week ago.
Yeah.
What is his best and worst movie?
Well, I'm someone that loved as a kid The Man with One Red Shoe.
Hell yes.
And I doubt a lot of people have even seen it.
I have.
Him acting silly and being ridiculous and falling down and being the comedic actor Tom Hanks is my favorite. I'm one of the few people, along with the Matrix or whatever, I was not into Forrest Gump.
Sucked.
It's
stupid.
Where he's running and inventing bumper stickers, I guess it happens.
It's like, terrible.
I love Tom Hanks, but I'm not a fan of Forrest Gump.
So your answer is?
I want to see when I get home. The Man with One Red Shoe.
Okay.
We all know Big is the best. I love Big. There's an extended version. I just watched it the other day. Hey, I live and breathe Hanks. I love the guy. and I love Big, and The Man with One Red Shoe needs to be revisited. Also has Jim Belushi, which is America's... I'm just kidding. But he's in it. He's like young. Jim Belushi is his buddy. They play softball together.
And so Forrest Gump is bad.
Yes.
And Man with One Red Shoe.
And Big.
Because so I think... Three. Oh, and Big. It's hard to pick. I was going to say, right off the dome, The Money Pit is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is... It used to be on Cinemax all the time.
Diane from Cheers.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
And it's so funny and crazy. There's a ton of great physical comedy in it.
The Burbs is great.
Money Pit is when they buy the mansion and then everything goes wrong, which is just frustrated. Tom Hanks is the funniest.
Yeah.
And also Splash. So I'm going to pick, those are my top two.
Splash Tom is Hanksers. Just great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
He loves her so much and always has.
Do you have a least favorite?
It's also Forrest Gump. I think that thing is a gigantic piece of shit.
It is a big Forrest dump in your lap.
All the people in it were amazing, and I love them all, but it was garbage.
No offense, Gary Sinise.
Full garbage.
It was a trash bin of a film.
Okay.
You gotta wash your hands after you watch that thing.
Trash bin of filth.
All right, we're gonna finish this Tom Hanks trilogy.
Nice.
At Kanzos_757. How many days would you last isolated at home before going full Tom Hanks in Castaway?
It remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that I immediately was like, well, time to make my apartment look good and get on more of a schedule as far as waking up early than I am or ever am on. Usually I really milk the clock. I've been waking up at 7:30 and skating at underground garages with my new pals. I'm trying more than ever to have a schedule because there's nothing else. And income, of course, is the main, it's hard not to worry about that. But sure. I guess once I know I'm broke and they're taking the apartment away, that's when I guess I'll just put face paint on and run around in my underwear and befriend a deflated ball.
I feel like what's very cool is my cousin Gavin Newsom is making sure that because all the states seem to be acting independently. So, you know, Florida's like, fuck you, we're not closing the beaches. So they're it's dire.
Yeah, they're shoulder to shoulder drinking Bud Light Lime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter today called them the super carriers. So I think my point was that I think they're going to enact the rent freezes and all that shit. Because it's like, if no one can work, no one can pay the rent. And that means landlords cannot come in and take advantage and just fucking ream people. And they're doing that, like that's what they're doing in other countries and other places. And I think they're moving to get it done here. And I think instead of having to get it through nationally in like the federal government, because there basically isn't one, because there's no central leadership anymore. I think they're gonna do it state by state.
It would have to be.
They would do it in California in a second.
Yeah.
I believe. Because there's already so much housing issues, housing crisis that, you know, amazing people are already working on solutions for. That I would hope and believe. I believe that will happen.
I do too. Yeah, I think that is a hopeful, realistic thing. It certainly isn't going to happen on a federal level. We aren't even going to get paper towels thrown at us.
We aren't even get tested.
We ain't even. Yeah. Sure. That's the other thing. There's Kylie Jenner. I tested negative. Well, great story. You. Where did you go?
To the $3,000 store.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all the people with $3,000 to burn.
As far as, I'm not bragging, but insurance-wise, I'm a dream come true. I'm fully covered.
Yeah, you like to tell yourself that.
Yeah, I guess so. I just got the most inexpensive hip replacement. I mean, if I out of pocket, it would have been $100,000. That's why I think that's the only way I'm rich. Is that I have...
Because you didn't have to pay?
Yeah, and I have a rate. So what it... Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking about it, but we won't worry now. Because, you know... Anyway, not... What did I just change the subject?
Well, I mean, but look, this is what's truly scary about all this. Aside from the overarching vague, what if everyone gets sick thing, there is this central, like, what... You know, we can all... People can be, you know... reasonable and stay indoors. But like, what's going to happen? Because people can't just not work and businesses can't just close. We can't just, you know, like, yeah. There has to be a future plan, and that can't be. And now you can take out a bunch of really high interest rate credit cards. Like, fuck you. We can't have everybody get reamed because this is the way things need to go.
Yeah, yeah. People are actually trying to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. I think good things, people are being good to each other. I think people are jumping at the chance to be good to each other the way things are these days and how awful this whole country feels sometimes. I think people are just like, fucking here. I'm going to, did you see Christian Siriano, the designer, who is an amazing dress designer and designs for people for the Oscars and the Emmys and all the big award shows. He just immediately started making masks. That's why I was saying that thing about that you can sew masks, is he immediately started turning his, like all the stuff he has available to him and just was like, we'll start making them right now.
Yeah. I gotta figure out what I can do. I've been giving some of the Starbucks cards to people. I hope that's okay. Just like, I don't have change, but they have sandwiches at Starbucks. It's amazing how many people in my neighborhood, like homeless folks, know. They're like, oh yeah, I've had their wraps. I'm like, oh, well, here you go.
They're good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look.
So not a bunch, but I've handed out a few. I don't know.
I think that's good. Just be good to people. That's all.
I've been, I'm getting cast away in that the answer to the question I'm starting with, not using toilet paper, but it's against my will. I'm using leaves, much like he did on the island, but it's my dying house plants. I gotta remember to water those guys.
Also, you have toilet paper.
I do have a little, I'm sort of not wasting it on, you know.
You just want to wait and see. We are open. Who's open?
It depends on the movement.
A taco place?
Boy, that would be surprising. I guess if they serve food out a window already, it's...
Yeah, I think that's what people are starting to do.
Yeah, the dollar store by my house just put up a giant sneeze guard, like a plastic, and there's a little hole in it.
Smart.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a dollar store we just drove by, and there was all kinds of rolls of toilet paper in the window, and I almost stopped the car because I need to buy toilet paper.
Yeah, me too.
It's crazy. Another day.
So should we say something conclusive and then continue to a part two of more Q&A?
Yeah, because this is long ass already.
Yeah, yeah, this has been a long ass. Thanks for sticking with our long asses. Hey, we're going by stinkers!
Stinkers!
Everyone thought I was a liar. Taxidermy skunk asses. It does seem like something made up.
It seems like something you specifically would make up, absolutely.
And then there's photos. I could get accused of something and coerced during an interrogation. I know I could, because I thought when you guys were like, no way, I'm like, yeah, maybe I did imagine that.
My experience doesn't count.
Yeah, I guess that I I did kill a bunch of people. On that note,
yay,
you've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? Part one
of the Q&A. Thanks for listening, everybody, and don't freak out. You're gonna be okay. We're all gonna be okay. Stay safe. Don't do weird errands. Don't, as I was doing the other day in the rain, climbing a ladder to clean out the gutter that seemed a little too full. And then halfway up the ladder, I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, especially in the rain.
In the rain, basically welcoming a bad accident that would send me to a hospital. Do everything you can to stay healthy and safe and don't fuck around.
Yeah, I've had this infected finger. I'm like, I'll just poke it with a needle. No, what if it gets infected? I don't, just figure out other ways you can get in the hospital and don't do those
things. Do them. You know what? When the next time you go to the store, buy Neosporin, buy antiseptic things, buy rubbing alcohol, buy hydrogen peroxide, buy things so that you don't have infections or all your wounds get healed very quickly.
Yeah.
Take L-lysine. It's good for your cell regeneration. Take vitamin E.
And in general, try and cut down on those household wounds.
Stop cutting. We love you.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN
AR! Honk at this bus.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home?
Next time on Do You Need a Ride?
Is that toilet paper or is it?
It looks like toilet
paper. It's bathroom tissue, yeah.
You guys.
Should we pull over and get some? I need some toilet paper.
I do too.